Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And oh my God, the Beast was in Chicago tonight.
The Beast made his presence felt in Chicago tonight.
That's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rockin'. And holy crap, Suplex City was in full effect. And Raw started out with the advocate for the mayor of Suplex City, Paul Heyman. Heyman said it's come to his attention that Seth Rollins and his band of merry men still believe Lesnar is in Japan. Heyman said Rollins lucked into a championship and made the Justin Bieber comparison. Heyman said Lesnar is a god, and hallowed be his name. He said Lesnar is the god of violent retribution, and it will come at the expense of Seth Rollins and any human being who stands with Rollins. Heyman said that this is a sword that will pierce the shield of Rollins. Heyman spoke about Lesnar taking this thing away from the Undertaker.
We're not talking about the thing.
Thank you, fans, for booing.
And yes, thank you. Much appreciated.
Heyman's response was, "Don't boo the advocate," which was a great line. Heyman said Rollins provoked Lesnar 3 times. Heyman said his job is to sell people on the fact that Lesnar will get his hands on Rollins and take the championship back. Heyman assured the fans that the title match may take place in St. Louis, but the beating and suplexes begin tonight. Heyman said, go ahead.
A.K.A. Seth Rollins is going to die.
Heyman said the beating and suplexes will take place in the Cathedral of Retribution in the City Hall of Suplex City, also known as Chicago. Heyman said his client heard that Rollins would be at Raw. Fans were loudly chanting Suplex City. And since Seth Rollins will be here tonight, my client, Brock Lesnar, ain't going anywhere this evening. And man, that was an awesome speech from Paul Heyman to open up the show.
He was on point tonight.
And with the crowd behind him, man, that was good.
Yeah, this was a raucous crowd, and it was awesome.
Now, to continuing on with Seth Rollins, we should mention that Kane was on vacation, and we had some more Photoshop photos of Kane on vacation.
Which was amazing.
Jamie Noble and Jamie Mercury pimped out their new ride. I don't know if Exhibit helped them, but they pimped out their new ride.
They redneck eyes the caddy.
And they were taking it all around. They went to West Virginia and all around, including Chicago. They drove in front of Wrigley Field at one point. Wonder if they found Rob at 8 lanes of highway. We'll have to see. But they finally made it to the arena with Seth Rollins, and he was talking to Hunter and, you know, wanted to know if Hunter had any advice for him. And, you know, Heyman talked about how you know, do the unexpected. And, you know, the unexpected would be to call out Brock Lesnar.
Bad idea.
And, well,
bad idea.
And, well, that was Seth Rollins' plan tonight. He came out about 2 hours into the show tonight.
They brought the car out.
They brought the car out, parked it in front of the entrance. They had axes, axe handles, to AJ Security and Seth Rollins. Go ahead.
It was really helpful to have something on the end of the axe handle to continue.
Yeah. Rollins boasted about leaving Lesnar laying like a whimpering dog the last time he appeared. He said he conquered the conqueror. He said he set fire to Suplex City and will burn it down to the ground at Battleground. Rollins said there's no one else on earth who can beat Lesnar. He said he will walk in with the title, walk out with it. Fans started chanting for you know who. Rollins asked if Lesnar is the beast everyone says he is, or if he's Paul Heyman's bitch.
Burn.
Then cue Brock Lesnar. He comes out, walks to the ring, thinks about it, walks back, and Rollins and the Jane secure. Good, you're not coming out, and we're not going to have to fight. See, you're scared of us.
Let us remind you the car is sitting out there at this point. The
car is out there. So, Heyman rolls out a box on wheels. We're going to have a magic show. Do you wave the magic wand across the box, open it up, inside a couple of axes. Not just one, two.
And fire extinguishers. It was basically the emergency fire kit. That's what it was.
Yeah. Which is great. In case of destruction, open this box. So he has the axes, and Brock Lesnar goes smash on the car, taking the axes, smashing one into the side of the car, and getting it stuck. Thank God it wasn't Goldberg style, where he actually loses it in the car.
Right.
He smashes up the car with the other axe. Windows, mirrors, doors, hoods, you name it. He did it.
He trashed the car.
He trashed the car. Ripped the door off its hinges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chucked it like 15 feet.
Hit a fan. Yeah. Here's the thing. He ripped the door off the hinges, off the car. Picks up the door like it weighs nothing. And this is a door off a Cadillac, so it's metal. Solid metal.
Yeah.
Or not solid, but it's not light. Car doors are...
Heavy.
Heavy. Probably, what, 75 pounds?
Something to that effect.
Picks it up and chucks it. Like it's nothing. Like it's a baseball. Or a frisbee.
And it flew.
And it flew! Like a good 20 feet.
Farther than they thought it would fly. Cause it...
Yeah.
Part of it sort of in the front row. Hopefully it didn't hurt someone.
Yeah, he took out a fan with the car door.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So it was like, Jamie and Joey were like, how dare you mess up our car like that? We're gonna come and get you, and that was the stupidest move in the world. Brock put Noble in the Kimura and, well, broke his arm.
Poor Jamie.
Then Joey Mercury took a over-the-head belly suplex onto the car.
Which you know hurts so bad.
Into the windshield. Yeah. Then, okay, that was all impressive. But you know what I was most impressed with? Brock Lesnar running to the ring and jumping right into the damn ring. Like, he hopped that rope in half a second. Like, he stormed to the ring, jumped up on the apron, jumped over the rope, and Seth Rollins was like, oh crap, I gotta run. And that's what he did. But it was like, holy crap, he was fast into that ring.
Yeah, Brock basically took off his shirt, and he had this look in his eye, and I'm not entirely sure what that look was, whether it was murder or something else, but he went for Seth, and there was no, we're going to be slow and deliberate about this. He got in that ring way faster than Seth Rollins thought he was gonna, because Brock hopped up on the apron, and we're sitting here, and we're watching Brock walk to the ring. It's like, run, Seth. He gets up on the apron, run, Seth. Brock had just cleared the ropes, and he jumped over the top rope and into the ring before Rollins took off. And it was like, and Brock was right there. Like, and he wasn't even really running to chase Rollins either.
No,
to catch him. But because he probably would have.
Yeah, because I think Rollins was like, how did he get here so fast? Yeah.
It was Brock Lesnar with two axes in his hand is the singular most terrifying thing I think I've ever seen on WWE television. Just because he's standing there smiling with two axes. It's like, oh, he's going to mess somebody up.
Yeah.
And he's going to enjoy it.
So there was, that was segment of the night. Easy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That was segment of the night. It was kind of awesome.
So we had Rusev and Summer in the ring, or should we say hashtag submissive Summer? I think that's what Rusev said, right? He called her submissive Summer at one point during this promo.
Yeah.
And then that's, then he talked about how wasted a year of his life and with Lana and all that fun stuff. Summer was like, started to talk about the, told the fans to show Rusev some respect, and he told her not to waste her precious words and called her Hot Summer at that point. Ziggler came out at this point. Ziggler asked Rusev if his brain is broken like his ankle is. Ziggler said every opportunity that Rusev has received in WWE is due to Lana. They brought up the don't know what you've got until it's gone line. He said it's gone. He found them, found her, and Ziggler and Lana kissed. Rusev wasn't happy. We then have Summer and Lana face to face. They're about to go. They took off their heels, and as we all know, when the heels come off,
yeah, just move.
It's gonna get real. Then, but before they can go, Rusev jabs his crotch into Ziggler, hits him with it repeatedly, gives him a big super kick with the boot, and well, this was the most awkward thing. Him removing the walking boot.
Yeah.
Cause it took him forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It really kind of did.
This thing was put together with so many laces and straps, it was not even funny. He beat him well down with the crutch some more. Ziggler got up, then he jammed the crutch into his throat, ran him down. Decent, solid segment, I would say.
My only issue with this story, and it's with the story, I get what character Rusev is trying to play. He's a misogynistic a-hole. I just don't think it's coming off the way that it should.
Right.
Because Rusev is very difficult to understand. The accent is just too thick, and the English is not good enough, and bless him, he's trying, and I'm not blaming that on him, but it's just, he's very, very, very difficult to understand, and when he speaks slower, he's fine, but when he speeds up, there were points in this promo or in this segment where you're sitting there going, is that English? Right. What did he say? I mean, that was pretty much me the whole time. I was like, wait, what did he say? What did he say this? Are you sure? Because we were talking during it. It's like, what? What? You know, I'd rather see it where, and also, let me back that up. I also would like to see Lana standing up to Rusev. Not Ziggler. I don't like the fact that Lana is playing second fiddle to Ziggler and having Ziggler fight her fight for her. It should be Lana stands up to Rusev and Lana finds someone to kick Rusev's ass for her because she can't. But she's not afraid of him. She stands up to him. She doesn't let him bully her or her man. And she doesn't let Summer do it either. It's almost like I wish the guys were more the second fiddle in this. And Lana and Summer kind of took over. Maybe that's where they're going. But I just feel like Lana should be stronger in this.
Because she was strong when they started.
Yeah, she's really strong. And now she's kind of sort of being, oh, Dolphy, my hero. And it's like, eh. Like, I really want to see Lana written as a very strong character. Because that's what she started out as. And she's gotten weaker and weaker and weaker because I don't. It almost feels like they don't want that kind of character. I don't know. But I'd like to see her stronger. I'd like to see her standing up to Rusev and not Dolph Ziggler.
I'm with you.
Because I'd rather almost hear her say, you know, well, he's better than you, and he's more fun, and he's this, and he's that. And I enjoy him so much better than you. You know, have her say that rather than Ziggler bragging, because it sounds, you know, Ziggler bragging is just like, yeah, okay, that's typical guy crap. But to have a girl look at you and say that, yeah, that's a little harder to take. At least I think.
Right. I agree with you. All right, so let's run through some of these matches, shall we?
Okay.
The opening match was Ryback versus The Big Show with Miz talking throughout the match. Miz talking throughout the match was actually entertaining. This match really wasn't. Fans were into Ryback, though. The match ended with a noted contest as both men decided to go, hey, I can fly off the top rope. Well, didn't last long. Miz attacked both, and then after a while, Miz was stuck in between, and, well, Miz got shell-shocked. Then Show chokeslammed Miz, and Ryback gave a clothesline to Big Show as the Ryback stood tall. There's that.
Yay.
Can't really say anything other than it was a thing.
It was a thing. It happened.
Brie Bella defeated Paige thanks to Team Bella interference. Paige needs some friends.
Yeah, Paige needs friends badly.
Sheamus beat Roman Reigns via countout. Now, why did he beat him via countout? Well, here's the thing. After going the solid match between the two, Reigns was in control. Cue Bray Wyatt's music. We think Bray Wyatt's coming down to the ring. He's not. Because the dude gets Superman punched. Roman pulls off a wig. And it's like, oh no, it's not Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt then appears on the screen, starts laughing, says, anybody but you.
Okay, first of all, mole. Because we literally just had that conversation last night where Roman needed to attack Bray during the entrance. Mole. Mole. Mole, 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 mole. Second of all, I liked how they did it. I liked how they had Roman attack Bray, in quotations. And I thought he was walking weird. And they didn't show him. That's the thing, like, they didn't show him like they normally do.
Right.
So it's like, this is odd. This is kind of weird. And then he gets jumped, and it's like, and then it's like, oh, that's not Bray.
Nope.
So Bray found someone at the compound to put on his clothes, take his lantern, and walk to the ring and take one for the team. Possibly his love child. I'm not entirely sure yet. I'm waiting for, you know, somebody to confirm who was the fake Bray on Raw.
We'll figure that out tomorrow.
But my money is on the Wyatt love child. Because that's what they're good for.
That's what they're good for. We had special little Bo Dallas taking on Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose wins with the Dirty Deeds Salt match.
This is so entertaining. It's like Bo comes out, he cuts the promo, it's like, okay, who's going to kill him? And Dean walks out, and it's like, oh yes, oh yes.
Bo said it was a horrible thing that happened to Ziggler. He said it shows the bad things happen to bad people. Bo said good things, though, happen to good people like him, because all you got to do is believe. And during this match, we had Let's Go Ambrose, We Believe chant. It was like, oh my god, Bo Dallas is over. All right.
Bo Dallas is over.
So, entertaining for the 2-3 minutes I was on the air for.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Dean has been hanging out with Bray way the hell too much because he mounted Bo. It wasn't the full-on leg thrown over like Bray does it, but Dean mounted Bo for the win. He's been hanging out with the elder Rotunda brother for far too long.
Yeah. King Barrett beat King R-Truth.
This went way too long.
Yes. It was alright, but it went way too long.
I'm sick of them, like, arguing over who's king.
Yeah, that's why we have...
Are we really having a feud over that? Like, aren't they both worth more than
nope.
that?
Nope. The New Day beat the Lucha Dragon.
Where the hell was the New Day when, like, Rollins was gonna die?
They wanted no more product Brock Lesnar.
Apparently, they learned their lesson in Tokyo.
Yeah. And then the main event, John Cena came out, said that fans seem upset that Kevin Owens lost the NXT Championship. Cena told him, you have no fear because the champ is here. And then he issued his open challenge. Kevin Owens came out, he said he's sick of it all. He's sick of the same old stuff, same old garbage over and over again from John Cena. It's boring, it's the worst part of the show. Owens said he's had it and taken the tone tonight. Cue Cesaro. Cesaro came out and said Owens is jealous that he was about to do what Owens can't do, which is beat John Cena for the U.S. title. Cesaro told Owens, get out of the ring now or I'll have a problem with him in addition to Cena. So our main event of the evening, out of nowhere. Oh, we should mention Randy, speaking of out of nowhere, before we get to the match, it was John Cena versus Cesaro. After the whole Roman Reigns thing, Randy Orton came out and attacked Sheamus, gave him an RKO. Yay, Randy Orton's back. Forgot all about that.
Woohoo.
Then Cesaro and John Cena had a really good match. The last 10-15 minutes of this match was really good. Started slow, but picked up towards the end. They went 30 minutes, bell to bell, 30 minutes and 10 seconds from bell to bell.
Nice, solid main event. Great match between the two.
Pay-per-view worthy. John Cena wins with a top middle rope AA. They were really good. As good as last week. I don't know if it was as good as last week, but it was on par, at the very least. Really good match, really good stuff. John Cena retains the U.S. title after the match. Kevin Owens went to attack John Cena. He went for the pop-up powerbomb. Cena quickly fought him off and hit the AA to clear Owens out of the ring. No, we don't want fake Wyatt versus Bray Wyatt. No. No.
Wait, what?
They want fake Bray Wyatt versus Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam. No, we don't want Wyatt versus Wyatt.
Actually, they could do that. They did it with Taker.
I don't want it, though.
Somebody decides that they want to be Bray Wyatt, because why the hell not?
She's for it, I'm against it, so there you go.
Hey, if we're making Undertaker comparisons, at some point there has to be real Bray versus fake Bray. That's just how this goes.
Alright, there you go. But anyway, this was an entertaining Raw. Crowd was into it. It had its moments of drag, but overall it was a good show.
Yeah, it was... I liked this better than last week. The middle kind of dragged, but they had some entertaining spots, which was good. we finally got to see the car get destroyed, which, you know, we've been waiting a week for. So it's like, hey, look, they went for it, which is awesome.
And they broke out of a pattern tonight. They changed their segments up a little bit.
They did.
Which was really, really good.
So, overall, good show.
Good show. That'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday, if all goes to plan, on Rock Radio Show, the all-new RockRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com, we will have the first edition of Total Divas Season 4 Episode 1 review.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Natty goes to a sex shop. Yes.
So if you never experienced the Rock Extra Total Divas, it's coming your way this week.
And since they moved it to Tuesdays, we're watching it live.
We're not airing live, but we're watching it live.
Yeah, we're taping it live, so that you're going to get the real, legit, genuine reactions, because what used to happen is it would air Sunday, and we would tape it Tuesday, so we would get somewhat tainted by spoilers.
No more.
That's not happening anymore.
The only spoilers we get are the clips, and now we won't even get clips, because we're doing it live.
Yes.
So, there you go. Rack Extra Total Divas coming your way this week. The Rack, though, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're going to have news, we're going to have notes, we'll have discussions. We haven't really planned out the show, but we want to say a huge thank you to everybody who submitted questions to the Rack Extra. It was awesome that we got, 60 questions from you guys. That was amazing. Keep your ears out, because we are going to do that again, probably towards the end of the year, so get your questions ready.
To clarify, it's a podcast of the Rock Extra Total Divas. It's a podcast,
yes.
Available on Wednesday.
We cannot air the Rack Extra live because there are genuine reactions and we have to edit certain things out of genuine reactions. Namely the profanity. Because there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that.
So we have to take that out, but otherwise we would air it live, potentially.
Yeah, it's just that this type of show is... Anyway, go back to RackRadioShow.com, where you can look at all the archives from the Rack Extra's first 3 seasons. Available now at the all-new RackRadioShow.com. Have I mentioned it's all new? It's all spiffy and new. So there you go.
It's shiny, go look.
It's shiny.
You worked very hard on it, so go look at it.
No, anyway... We'll explain more Thursday. Rack Radio Show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube as well. Saturday night, midnight edition is CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, Unusual. Rob Parks is back in the land of Chicago this weekend. Who knows what's going to happen?
Don't get arrested, Rob.
Don't get arrested. That's a good advice for him. CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com, so cigarette butts and bandanas. CBRadioLive.com, hashtag blame Rob. Midnight Ish, Saturday night, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Sunday night, Tim Stein, Mace Omega, Russell Talk Radio, the preview, Battleground, and so much more, 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And I'll do it. So, for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rackin. We'll see you. Oh, she has plugs. That's right. Plug.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters, and check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on wildtalkradio.com, and check out The Rack Extra when we put it out.
Thanks to PW Mania Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network. Susan Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.